Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trundle Bed Tales. I'm your host, Sarah Utah, the creator and force behind Trundle Bed Tales, where we celebrate Laura Ingalls Wilder, One Room Schools, and other social history. And I'm here today to talk about Laura Ingalls Wilder, and I did bring along my mic, and so I'm just trying to do this with the computer mic, and hopefully it will be at least listenable because I want to tell you some of the stuff we've done. So far, I drove up from my home in Iowa up to Burke. And last year, there was terrible flooding there at the time. And it really, I didn't stop at Burke, and I was really kind of disappointed about that. But, I had promised to be up here at 6 and got a late start, so I didn't actually get to tour the hotel again, which I just have got to get up there and do. But the visitor center was there. Everybody is very friendly as always, and they have their new play equipment up. They have their new roof on the church, which they might have had last year. I'm not exactly, so I didn't really look at it that well. Which the cemetery is always a great place to stop when you're in Baroque. And I guess I should say, if you've been following me for a while, I used to always stop at the Victoria, but my most recent one, since that went out of business, I went to Tea and Tarts, which is also sadly now out of business. So the last couple of years, I've just been getting fast food takeout in Decorah and then having a little picnic up at Baroque by the Mad Hotel, which I love to do. And took on the challenge again of trying to get a picture of the hotel without getting the modern signs in the way, which is always a real challenge. And then I headed on north. And I wanted to warn anybody who was coming up towards Pepin from the south, there is a big detour on 42. I don't think it really costs all that much time, but be aware that that's coming up. You can still, however, see Giant Herford in Plainsville, which is always a great thing, and the Giant Fish in Preston. So coming on over, I crossed the river at Wabasha, and they're actually having an event this weekend too, so that's there's stuff going on there. Now, coming across the river, I drove on up Pepin and discovered that they are in the midst of repairing the road on the way into Pepin, pretty much from where you cross the river on. It is what they're called grooved pavement, which is the step before they put the final coat on. So it is pretty rough, and so rough that the truck painting the temporary center lines must have gotten jostled because the line is wavy, and I have never seen that. So I don't think it was deliberate. I think it was wavy. So I came on up and went on out to the cabin because I did have a little time after all, not a lot. Still longest 7 miles. Anywhere takes forever. Stopped and got a couple pictures en route, got out to the cabin, and they were starting to get it set up for tomorrow. Julie, just popped out of my mind. But anyway, she's the one who organizes the quilt stuff now. She was there, and she told me there had been more people visiting on a Friday night than she's ever seen. So hopefully that means that this 150th of Laura's birthday is bringing it. Oh, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say that the Butter Cow Baroque's giving a lot of credit to the Butter Cow stories for getting people to come up to Baroque, that their attendance was up and their brochure supply had really flown. So I think that is good. We're always glad to see attendance up at a Laura site, and I hope this burst will continue it. So I went up to the cabin, which was nice as always. We got great weather pictures. So far, knock on wood, windy, and it's a beautiful of Laura day. And if you're going to be here, might as well have a close friend. And another hotel in town, the Amish. I'm sorry, I should have looked. I'm getting a late start this morning, so I'm feeling rushed, and that isn't helping my memory. But anyway, there's another hotel in town, which is right across the room. You're here mostly to do the museum. That one with size of rooms, there's 30. Them, which have a full kitchenette. And mini fridge, which is good to know. Take a little bit. And see, 7 minutes. Okay. So really, the remodel here was oh, and they have notepads to get into the room, and this was one of the last places I stayed that had metal that. To ask for an extended room when you so it's another glorious day. I finally got all dressed and I'm ready to head out here in just a minute or two. And the last thing I wanted to talk about, I met two sisters last night who are on a trip, you might say an odyssey. They're doing part of the big circle. I don't think they're hitting every site, but it looks scheduled yet. But it looks like they're making a big circle route around. They flew into Des Moines. They drove up here. They are going up in Des Moines again after hitting the big celebration in Mansfield. Next weekend, which again I can't go do it. I have videos on Facebook of kind of walking around the cabins and stuff, asking if it's okay with the museum people. And very nice about that, because they're making sure that it's okay. But they've been getting a lot of hits. So if you want to see sort of on today, and I'm guessing throughout the week, you may want to check out two sisters. Complimentary things about this podcast on their first two videos. So that's their trip after hearing my interview with the person who runs the museum there. So check out that episode yourself. I hope that everyone will follow along here. And I know I'm in the rush, but I normally try and be evident, and it is now 8:08. So I hope you'll join me later for another roving report from Pepin, Wisconsin. This is your interview, and remember to catch me all around the web. Laura my pictures today on Instagram, on my personal Facebook page, and on Twitter. And I will try and get them tonight. And in the meantime, I hope we are, and that the sound quality was decent on this. Thanks. Bye.